Matthew chapter 5, a couple of weeks ago, for our Bible study, we looked at verse 13, which says, "You are the salt of the earth." You're the salt of the earth. And what that means is Christ is in you. We started out by talking about how people today have taken that saying and made it as though, you know, you are an exceptionally special person. You're just above, you're the salt of the earth. Well, what that truly means is Christ is in you. Christ is in you. He is what preserves his people. And he is what makes his people worth preserving. And that's what salt does. It preserves. It makes things taste good. And it preserves. We looked at scriptures that talk about the salt of the covenant. Back in the Old Testament, it said, "Do not offer a sacrifice without salt." Don't do it. It's the salt of the covenant. The salt of healing. We looked at scriptures that mentioned the salt of healing, the salt of purging. All of that is Christ. He's the salt. And the only way that we can be the salt is if we're in him and if he is in us. It's union with him. If we are in union with him, the scripture says, as he is, so are we in this world. If we're in union with him, that's the only way that it can be said, you are the salt of the earth. Christ in us, that's the hope of glory. All right, now, with that being said, let's continue to verse 14. It says, "You are the light of the world. A city that is set on an hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." That is the same thing. We'll just go ahead and get to the heart of that. That is the same thing, the same exact thing. He is saying to his people, Christ is in you. You're in him, he's in you, and he's the light. He is your light. In your union with him as he is, so are you because of Christ. Because the hope of glory himself is in you, you're the light of the world. Now, I want to not just say it, I want to prove it. Let me show it to you. And then I want us to get to the heart of what we're going to see in this Bible study. Turn with me over to 1 John chapter 1. 1 John 1, verse 5, it says, "This then is the message." And it is. "This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all." God is light. If we're going to talk about the subject of our light, then we need to start where we need to start. And that's right here. God is light. He is the light. Some people teach their children to sing a little song that goes like this. "This little light of mine, buddy, you better get ready. I'm going to let it shine. this little light that I have. I'm a light. I'm something special. And if you want to see something special, then open your eyes and look at me. I'm going to show it to you. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. What that sounds like is, I'm the light. I'm not the light. I'm not the light. Let me tell you what I am. I am darkness. That's what I am. Just listen to this scripture. This is 2 Samuel 22, verse 29. This is what it says. For thou art my lamp, O Lord, and the Lord will lighten my darkness. You're my lamp, and you will lighten me. You will lighten my darkness. Matthew 4, verse 16 is quoting Isaiah 9. It says, the people which sat in darkness saw great light. John 3, verse 19 says, men love darkness rather than light. And the reason they do is because their deeds are evil. So I'm not the light. I'm not the light. God is the light. The light is not mine. It's His. And if it's going to shine, He's going to have to shine it. Turn with me to Revelation 21. Revelation 21. The heading at the top of my page says, a full description of the heavenly Jerusalem. Full description of the heavenly Jerusalem. Look at verse 22. Revelation 21, verse 22. It says, and I saw no temple therein, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. God did lighten it. Well, who is God? The Lamb. Christ Jesus, the Lamb. He is the light. He's the light. Look with me at 2 Corinthians 4. Second Corinthians 4, verse 3, it says, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, in ourselves, your servants, for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Christ is the light. Hopefully we have established that. Christ is the light. And Christ in His people, and the message of Christ in His people, that's what brings light to His people. Verse 7 says, we have this treasure, this light of God, in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. Don't turn, but James 1, verse 17, it says, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights. I've always thought about God's people. Every time you see God's people, you're going about your business and you run into one at Walmart and there's something special about it. Somebody who you know loves Christ and has been given a knowledge of the gospel and of Christ. It's like you just run into a little light. They're reflecting the light of Christ, and that's what God's people are. He's the Father of lights. Christ in His people, the message of Christ in His people. That makes each one of them to be a light in this dark world. All right, now go with me back to our text, Matthew 5, and let's see if we can really enter into something here. Matthew 5. Verse 14, it says, "You are the light of the world. A city that is set on an hill cannot be hid." Where is the city of God's people? Where is it set? We're marching to Zion. The Lord willing, in a moment, we're going to sing, "We're Marching to Zion," the beautiful city of God. Where is it set? It's set on the hill. That song says, "The hill of Zion yields 1,000 sacred sweets." John, the Apostle John in Revelation, he said, "I saw the city of God coming down from the hill." So verse 14, "You are the light of the world. A city that is set on an hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house." If a man is going to light anything, it's going to be God. It's going to be Christ. He's the one who lights the light. And in the book of Revelation, he said the candlesticks are the churches. They are the churches. They're the brethren, the congregations of believers. The light of Christ is set in and set on God's people, God's churches. So verse 14, "You're the light of the world. A city that is set on an hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick. And it giveth light unto all that are in the house." Now watch verse 16. "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." Now, is he saying, show men your personal goodness in your flesh? Show men and women how good your fleshly works are, so that they may glorify your Father by what they see in you. Let them marvel at you and wonder at you, so they may glorify God by glorying in you. Is that what he's saying? Point men to you. Is that what he's saying? Here's the answer: no. Let's just go to no. That's not what he's saying. He's saying, you point men to Christ. You have a light. And you point men to Christ. You shine the light of Christ for all to see. Congregation, you're a candlestick. And a man has set the light on his candlestick. This thing wasn't done in a corner. He did not hide this under a bushel. He put it on a candlestick. And he's saying, you preach the glory of the Father in providing a substitute who took your evil works from you and earned and gave a record of good works to you. If we are in Christ, every person in here has a record of good works that, I mean, maybe we'll get to read it, I guess, in glory. It's just going to amaze you what all you've done in Christ. It's going to amaze you. The books are going to be open. The records are going to be revealed. And when they say, Gabe Stonaker, here's what you did. Oh. In Christ. I don't have time. I wrote down some scriptures here to turn to. But the point is, here's the point. The only good works that God's people have are the good works that Christ earned and gave to them. Romans 3 says, there's none good, no, not one. There's none righteous. There's none that understandeth. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Ephesians 2, verses 8 through 10, they say, by grace are you saved through looking to Christ and trusting Christ and believing what he has said in his word. That's called faith. By grace are you saved through faith. That is not of yourselves. That's the gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, his works. Titus 3, 5 to 7, it says, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us by the washing of regeneration. He did it. He did it. So our good works are not our good works at all. They are Christ's good works that he earned and gave to his people. And he said, you tell men and women that. You shine that light for all to see. You preach the glory of substitution. The substitution of Christ for his people, that when they see it, they may glorify your Father along with you for everything he did. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son. Point men to Christ. Preach Christ. Tell men that he's the light of the world. He's the goodness of the world. Tell men and women how he bore the darkness of our sin, the sin of his people. You know what he bore into himself? Our darkness. When he was on the cross and he, you know, cried, it's finished. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? Darkness fell on this earth. Darkness. Darkness. He hung there in darkness. And he said, you tell men how the darkness of all of God's people was born in the light who came. The darkness of death, the darkness of sin, the darkness of the grave. He bore all that so he could give his light to them. And he said, you tell my people that, and when my spirit opens that up and blesses it to the heart and causes them to see it, they will glorify your Father. And he's right. We will, won't we? We'll glorify him. Turn with me to Philippians chapter 2. Philippians 2. Verse 13, it says, for it is God which worketh in you both to will and do of his good pleasure. It's God that works in his people. We talk about good works. It's God which worketh in you. So he said in verse 14, do all things without murmurings and disputings, that you may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom you shine as lights in the world. Verse 16 says, holding forth the word of life. Holding forth the word of life. That's how we, God's people, shine as lights in the world. Holding forth the word of life, the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, crying, not unto us, not unto us, unto thy name give all the glory. All of it. Anything other than all the glory going to Christ, and anything other than all the glory being in Christ, salvation that's only in Christ, anything other than that is darkness. It's darkness. 1 John 1 said, if we say that we're in the light, if we say that we have fellowship with Him, and we walk in the darkness of our own works, the darkness of our own glory, He said, we lie and we do not the truth. But if we walk in the light of Christ, the light of His works, the light of His glory, as He is in the light, then we have fellowship one with another. And He said, the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanseth us from all sin. If God has revealed that to us, that's the evidence that we are among the ones who Christ came to be the light for. We're among the ones that Christ came to shed His blood for. And this is my prayer for all of us. I pray this for all of us. I pray it for every single person here. I pray that God will say to each one of us, let there be light. Let there be light. And there was light. May God then see the light that it is good. You know, in Genesis 1, Genesis chapter 1, God said, let there be light, and there was light, and God saw the light that it was good. Who is the light? Christ. May God say, let there be Christ. And then may God see Christ in His people and say, He is good. Salt is good. Light is good. You know, the scripture says, taste and see. Salt and light. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Oh, He's good. May we be able to say with David in Psalm 27, the Lord is my light. The Lamb of God, He's my light. All right, you're dismissed.